She rose quietly to her feet, thinking wistfully of Bobby Dodge. She could give him a call. A shiver moved through her, a slight, unexpected tingling of the spine. She didn't recognize the sensation, and it left her feeling vaguely uncomfortable. She found herself remembering his face. She had been touching him. She'd been working him. She'd been winning. And then he'd looked at her. He'd looked at her, and he'd honestly seen her, and that had ruined everything. Catherine returned upstairs to her son. Nathan was starting to fret again, whipping his head from side to side. She stroked his cheek until he calmed. Then she kneeled next to the bed, feathering back her son's soft brown hair.
"I'll always believe you," she murmured. "When you're older, you can tell me anything, and I'll believe."
The phone calls happened shortly thereafter. The first call came on her cell phone at 9 a.m. It was the receptionist from Dr. Iorfino's office confirming Nathan's 3 o'clock appointment. By the way, the doctor wanted to speak with Catherine at length. Maybe she could come by earlier, at 1 p.m.? No need to bring Nathan. In fact, it would be better if Catherine came alone. Catherine hung up, her heart already pounding in her chest. Nothing good ever came out of meetings where the doctor wanted to see you alone. She was still trembling when she heard her father's phone begin to ring downstairs. 5 minutes later, he materialized in her doorway. He had a look on his face she'd never seen before. Shell-shocked, bordering on shattered.
"That was Charlie Paderni," he murmured.
"The lawyer?"
Charlie Paderni had been the DA who'd handled Catherine's case. He'd retired nearly a decade ago. She couldn't recall having heard from him since.
"He's out,"
her father said.
"Who's out?"
"Umbrio. Richard Umbrio."
"I don't understand."
"They paroled him on Saturday. Except according to Charlie, they don't release offenders without proper notification, and they don't release them on Saturday mornings. It must be a mistake. That's what happened, some kind of mistake."
Catherine was still staring at her father. Then realization hit, hard and visceral.
"Hey, honey, can you help me for a sec? I'm looking for a lost dog."
Catherine bolted from the bedroom. She made it to the toilet just in time.
"Nathan," she thought. "Oh, God, Nathan."
Catherine threw up until she dry-heaved as the tears poured down her face.